My name is Beth Weisong, and one of Colorado's leading film events, Five Point Adventure Film Festival, is taking place April 25th through April 28th here in Carbondale. Five Point Adventure recently announced the winners of the Dream Project Scholarship Program, which is celebrating its 10th year. Joined in the studio with me are four students, Eli Lee, Chloe Gonzalez, and Sarah Teague, along with Isaac Musselman, to discuss their winning scholarship projects. I also have Randall Lavelle, who is a coordinator and mentor through the Dream Project. Thanks so much for being here, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Randall, let's start with you. Can you tell listeners about the Dream Project through Five Point Adventure Film?
Sure. The Dream Project started 10 years ago, so this is our 10th anniversary, as you mentioned before. It is awarding high school students, 9th grade through 12th, and you can apply every and any year that you are in high school. And it is helping you achieve your dream, any dream that you have that you are in need of scholarship money for.
Okay, fantastic. So how many students are receiving a scholarship this year?
This year, well, it's a little different. For the first time, and these three ladies over here to my right are the first group that have ever been awarded. So this year we actually have 9. In the past, it's been 7.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Well, let's start with the three ladies first. Eli, Chloe, and Sarah, can you tell us about your project?
So all three of us are really interested in social issues, especially as it pertains both to our own community and the national scale. We found that homelessness and extreme poverty, while everybody recognizes them as issues, are rarely brought up as major points of discussion. So we wanted to use our Dream Project to try and shed light on this really important issue.
So we plan on going on a trip to Denver to volunteer at Urban Peak, an organization for youth in extreme poverty or homeless situations. While we are in Denver, we're hoping to also speak to Jared Polis or any other legislator about the issue of extreme poverty and homelessness. And afterwards, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. and volunteer at various different organizations, really take a deep dive into researching extreme poverty and homelessness while we're there.
Yeah, and the three of us are also the co-editors and co-founders of a publication at CRMS, the school that we go to. And so basically, we're translating this whole project into a fall issue for our school to kind of read. And beyond that, we're also kind of hoping to make it into like a video project so we can share that with the greater community.
What started this passion to start this project? Where did your idea come from?
Well, as a group, this passion started when we got put together on a work crew to work at the Holden Center at our school, which is a center for social justice. And we decided that we wanted to make a publication because we all have really unique passions. I'm really passionate about writing. Eli's really passionate about activism. Chloe's really passionate about photography. And all of us are really passionate about making a difference in our communities. And so we saw the Dream Project as kind of the perfect opportunity for us to take our operations a bit larger scale and to do something a bit more impactful.
All right. Well, congratulations. And thank you for sharing about your project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I have Isaac Musselman, a sophomore at Basalt High School. And Isaac, go ahead and tell us about your project.
Yeah, so my project, my dream is to bring an aviation club to Basalt High School and in 2 years bring an aviation curriculum into the Roaring Fork school system. I've always had a love of flying outer space and building rockets, especially. So I'd really like to bring that love to my peers at the school. So I'll be using the funds to purchase the materials to have team builds such as drones and bring in some community experts to give lectures on astronomy and other engineering topics.
Fantastic. So I hear and understand you like to build rockets. When did this passion start for you? Have you always been into this hobby?
This passion for me started when I was in 8th grade at the Waldorf School in the Roaring Fork. I had a mentor, John Amter. He is a marine biologist by profession, but he kind of took me in to mentor me in the basic physics at first, and then we started to experiment with rocketry. We built a jet cart, actually, which is in his workshop right now. We need to fix that up. But yeah, ever since I started experimenting with rockets with him, I've always wanted to kind of share that with my friends.
Okay, thanks so much for sharing. Randall, can you tell us a little bit more about when the projects are going to be presented throughout the film festival?
Sure. The projects themselves are actually not presented throughout the film festival. What we do is we bring our students up on Thursday night and recognize them and thank them, A, for their efforts and for participating. And we give them their awards and their little swag bags, so which is they always are excited about. And then they have up until October to then finish their projects and represent to the Dream Project and turn in their work to us.
All right. Well, it's a very exciting event coming up for all of the Dream Project scholarship winners. Thanks so much for being here today. And is there anything else you guys would like to say before we sign off?
I'd like to give a shout out to my two little brothers, Monty and Zane. And I'd also just like to highly encourage the Dream Project, other youth in the Valley, to pursue any passions that may come to their mind.
And on that note, I just really want to thank my partner in the Dream Project, which is Tracy Wilson, who would be here except that she is home with her new baby. And she really has been the reason that Dream Project has been such a strong and amazing program for our Valley for the last 10 years.
We'd also like to give a shout out to A.O. Forbes, the geopolitics teacher at our school. He's kind of the brainchild of this entire project, including the Olive Branch and the Holden Center. And without him, this probably never would have happened.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And for more information about the 5 Point Film Festival taking place here in Carbondale on April 25th through the 28th, visit 5pointfilm.org. At the site, you can learn more about this year's Dream Project scholarships and past recipients. Thanks for listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK.